Good morning. It's good to be with you, each of you this morning. If you got your Bibles, we're going to be in the book of Psalms, but we got to make one stop in the book of Colossians before we get there. And as Brother Jason said, we're kind of making a little adjustment to our schedule this morning. And what we're going to do is we're going to incorporate several songs in the sermon. So I'll be stopping here and there, and Jason will be popping up here to help us lead some songs as we do this. Good to have each of you with us. Good to see our visitors with us. Very good to see Sam and his wife back. I think it's been a long, long time, and he still remembers where we are, and I knew he would. So good to have each of you with us. I was in Houston last week in a lectureship with the Southside Church. It's a powerful, powerful church, and we had four different speakers, and in 4 days, there were 16 sermons. Each night, we began with 30 minutes of singing. Just incredible. And we're going to talk about that this morning. In the book of Colossians, you've got your Bible in chapter 3 and verse 16. The Bible says, "Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God." We need to remind ourselves that singing is not filler. It's not something we do to get to the real important part. All of it is important. And singing is something that all of us can do. You may not sing well. You may not know the notes. You may not know when you're supposed to go up, go down, who sings what parts, but you can sing. All of us have sang since we were little. So many of us learned the alphabet, the books of the Bible, through songs. It's a powerful, powerful avenue of how God teaches us. And so this morning, we're going to kind of transition to that thought. We're into the summer, and I've been in a lot of airports recently. And America is tired of being home, and America is traveling. Airports are packed, airplanes are packed, people are wanting to get out and get on vacation. Some of you may be with us this morning, and you're in that very process. You're passing through, and you stop to worship God, and we want to thank you. Now, if you're taking a road trip, there's certain things you have to do. You got to have gas in your car, got to have your sunglasses, got to have a few munchies beside you, your bottle of water. And if you're going very far, you got to have your tunes. You got to have songs. Songs help to make the trip go so much easier. If you've got little ones, it's Disney and Disney and Disney and Disney and Disney. And by the time you get there, you're thinking, aren't we there yet as the adult? Some of you listen to hymns. I've got a whole set of songs I call Road Trip, and they're just songs that I like to sing when we're on the road. Well, you know, this is not a new idea. That's not an American concept. Because the idea of singing songs on the road really comes from the book of Psalms. So if you've got your Bible, turn with us to the book of Psalms, chapter 120. And what ancient Israel did, they would sing songs as they traveled toward Jerusalem. Every male Jew was required to go to Jerusalem 3 times a year for feast days. When we read from Acts chapter 2, which Brother Dan led us a while ago in our communion talk, we have a massive group of Jews from all over the world gathered in Jerusalem. They gathered there because it was the day of Pentecost. 3 times a year, every male Jew was supposed to go to Jerusalem. So as they would go to Jerusalem, they didn't hop in airplanes, they didn't get in cars, they walked. And as they walked, they sang songs. And these songs were done for a purpose. So if you look in the book of Psalms, beginning with chapter 120, underneath the title, it will say there, the prayer for deliverance from the treacherous, a song of ascents. And then every chapter, from chapter 120 to 134, will say the song of ascents. That was done for a couple reasons. First of all, as they traveled to Jerusalem, they were traveling upward. Jerusalem was up in the mountains. And so they were ascending. They were going up to Jerusalem. How fitting for our theme this year as we talk about rising and building. How fitting for the VBS we just had as we talked about the mountains. And Jason doing a series about the mountains that we look at in the Bible. And so as Jerusalem is heading toward, or as a group is heading toward Jerusalem to worship, they're singing these songs. And these songs have a couple of reasons. Number one, the songs are intended to help prepare for worship. Not only are they going up in geography, not only are they going up in the hillside, but their spirits are being lifted up. And as they sing these songs, it's a great reminder of spiritual truths. And so this morning, what we want to do, we want to look at four truths we learn from this section of our Bible, reminders. And then what we're going to do is sing some songs that help us to remind ourselves of this. You and I as well are on a journey. This past year has been very difficult, very hard for a lot of families. And as we're journeying not to Jerusalem, but toward heaven. Peter would say in 1 Peter chapter 2 that we're pilgrims, we're strangers. This world is not our home, we say. We're going somewhere. And as we go, what better way to remind us and to teach us that we belong to God? And so one of the first things we notice is we notice the reminder of the ever-present help from the Lord. And I'm going to just flip through some of these Psalms on your outline there. There's places to write some of these down. That God is always there. God has always been our help. And so we begin with the very first one, Psalms 120, verse 1 and 2. In my trouble, I cried to the Lord, and he answered me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. I was in need, and God was there. I needed help, and the Lord was there. Biblical history has shown this for Israel. We think about the people of Israel when they were in Egypt. And as they were leaving, here came the Egyptian army, and here was a massive Red Sea. God delivered, God helped those people. We think about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in a fiery furnace, Daniel in the lion's den. Over and over, the people of God have needed God's help, and God has been there. The very next chapter, chapter 121. I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your soul. Now you put this passage right here in your mind as you're walking on a long journey towards Jerusalem. It's a dusty road. Your foot may slip. The children may say, boy, it's hot, Daddy. You know, it's the sun's just getting us. And all those things. But they're singing these songs. And they're reminding, God has been there. God has been our help. We go to chapter 124. Had it not been for the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, had it not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, they would have swallowed us alive. When their anger was kindled against us, when the waters had engulfed us, the stream would have swept our soul, and the raging waters would have swept our soul. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us to be torn by their teeth. Had it not been for the Lord. So why don't you see in this first section, here's all these people walking towards Jerusalem, and they're just not saying, you know, what are we going to do when we get there? It's a long trip. They're singing these songs. They're singing these songs. And these songs remind us. They remind us how great God has been for us. They remind us how important the Lord is to us. And what they do for us as well is they remind us the same thing, the same truth for us, that God has always been there. The book of Hebrews talks about how he will never desert you. That's a promise of God. And that God has delivered them time and time again from the troubles that they have been in. And that's why Hebrews 4 verse 16 says, let us draw near with confidence because our God is good. So now let's begin by singing a song here. We're going to sing A Shield About Me. We think about that last phrase, the lifter of my head. It's like, look up. Why would somebody be looking down? They're looking down in sorrow. They're looking down in shame. They're looking down because life is hard. And here comes the Lord and says, lift your head up. Raise your eyes and see. What a powerful, powerful thing that is as we, again, remind ourselves. Doing kind of what Israel did. Singing songs as we think about worshiping God and the songs that make a connection to who we are, to who He is, and to what we need to be as we think about Him. And so what Israel also did is they had a reminder of the wonderful, wonderful blessings of the Lord. Psalms chapter 130, verse 4. But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. Again, that wonderful hope and blessings that there's forgiveness. Again, ancient Israel would have thought about the manna that came down during the wilderness. They would have thought Abraham with that child of promise. They would have thought about Elijah being fed by the ravens. Bible story after Bible story reminding us of the blessings of the Lord. Chapter 127, unless the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards a city, the watchman keeps awake in vain. Again, reminding them of the blessings of God's goodness for those people as they saw that God has given them life and God has given them hope and God has given them a future. Chapter 133, again, of the Psalms. It is like the dew of Hermon coming down from the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessings, life forever. And in this passage of 133, he's talking about the unity of brethren. Brethren together, brethren fellowshipping, even as we're doing this very morning, how valuable that is. And so as the people near Jerusalem, they were reminded of how good the Lord is. Blessings. Blessings to be together on a Sunday morning. Sometimes when you're little, I know I used to do this to my parents. Do we have to go to church all the time? Are we that bad? And sometimes as a young person, you don't see the value of worship. What an honor it is to come together. What a blessing. Folks like Sam and his wife, who haven't been here in a long time, it's not the same thing as watching it on TV. It's just not the same thing. Seeing one another, seeing the blessings of God, seeing throughout this past week as God's given you life, God's answered your prayers, God has been there for you. What a wonderful, wonderful reminder. You know, in our society today, we're so selfish. We're so consumers. Give me, give me, give me. And God always does. And we sometimes forget what blessings, what spiritual blessings we have from the Lord. Now, let's take our songs and let's sing again, once again. Again, reminding us of the great blessings of the Lord. A moment ago, we were reading from Psalms 100 as we began our worship. And I want to turn back there, if you will, and notice something. Psalms 100. This actually is before the Songs of Ascent. But it also illustrates for us this journey to Jerusalem that the people of Israel would take. And as we just sang, we all have been blessed by God. We all can say, God has been good to me. But in Psalms 100, which Brent read to us a while ago, it says, shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. Know the Lord himself is God. It is he who made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates. Stop there for a minute. You see, they're getting close to the city now, aren't they? There were walls around Jerusalem. And there were gates. As we've been singing, we've been getting closer and closer. Now we've entered the gates of the city. It says, enter the gates with thanksgiving and his courts. See that? The temple had a series of courts. Court of the Gentiles, that's as far as they could go. Court of the women, that's as far as they could go. If you were not a priest, there's only so far you could go. But now they're entering the courts. They're coming before the temple itself. Sanctuary of God, where the Ark of the Covenant was, the place of the heart of the Jewish religion. It says, enter his courts with praise, give thanks to him, bless his name, for the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting, his faithfulness to all generations. Now, the third aspect of this we want to look at this morning is the reminder of how important faith is. And again, this would be illustrated throughout these songs that they were singing. Again, emphasizing that the Lord was there and they had to believe in the Lord. Psalms 125 and verse 1 and 2. Those who trust in the Lord are as Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people. And once again, you can visualize this. As they were getting closer and closer, they could see the mountains and the city was up there. And they're saying, that's what your faith is. Jesus would talk about how if you had faith, it would be like moving the mountain. How strong this is and how powerful this is. Psalms 128, how blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. When you shall eat of the fruit of your hands, you shall be happy and it will be well with you. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive plants around the table. Behold, for thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. There we have the idea of fearing the Lord two times. Understanding God, respecting God, following God. That's what faith will do for them. Chapter 134, it says, behold, bless the Lord, all servants of the Lord who serve by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands to the sanctuary. Bless the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, he who made heaven and earth. What this was doing is this was giving them great hope. This was giving them great courage as they reminded themselves of all of this history behind them. We do the same thing. We have a mountain of history in our Bibles. Some of us have to face the passing of our parents. A lot of us have done this past year. Some of us have to face serious medical issues. Some of us have gone through that this year. Some of us have had trials at work. Trials in the family. And we think, oh, how can you get through these? How can you sustain these things? Because we have a mountain of faith in the Lord. That's what did that for them. That's what gave them that hope, and that's what kept them going. Once again, let's go to our songs and sing once again the idea of the solid rock. These songs that Israel would sing as they would walk toward Jerusalem were praising God, but it wasn't the initial worship. The worship would take place once they got to the temple. Their sacrifices would be made, their incense would be burned. There would be a process of which God had laid out in the law how they had to do these things. These songs were just to kind of get them there. And these songs, rather than just singing secular songs or singing songs of complaint, they were getting their minds and their hearts ready for the Lord. Now that takes us to another thought. What is our pre-Sunday routine? What is our pre-worship routine? In football, they have a pre-game. Sometimes they tailgate. And sometimes maybe our worship is not the way it should be because of what we do before we get here. What Israel was doing before they got there was singing songs. Songs to remind them. Songs to help them. Songs to prepare them. If you don't do that, find something that will help you. How easy it is just to fill our minds with secular world, be on our phones, check this, check that, all worldly stuff. We come in here and we may be halfway through worship before our minds are engaged in God. You see what Israel was doing? When they got to Jerusalem, they didn't have to flip the switch. They were already worshiping God. And that might help you and your family. Find some routine. We used to kind of go through the books of the Bible with the kids, just kind of help them to know that. Sometimes you listen to hymns. Whatever you have to do to get you ready to do what we're doing in here. That's what these songs were all about. Now, we got another point I want to share with you. Again, reminders as they were singing these songs. They were reminded of where they were headed. And for them, it was Jerusalem. And for them, it was where the temple was. And for them, it was in the presence of God. So once again, borrowing from this section of the book of Psalms, Psalms 132, for the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his habitation. This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it. And that was their mind thought. Their mind thought was we need to go to Jerusalem because that's where the essence of God was. That's where the center of their worship was. For us, it's not the church building. For us, it's heaven. For us, it's the idea of putting our minds on things above. Colossians chapter 3 would tell us in verse 2, to set your mind on things above, not on the things of the earth. And as we think about that, we need to be reminded. We can become so earthbound. Earth thinking, and all we do is secular things. You know, kind of disturbing sometimes. We can spend an hour in worship, praising God, thanking God, and doing all this. As soon as the last amen is over, man, did you see how the Dodgers won the game last night? It was good. But did you see that? Or, hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And immediately, as soon as worship is over, we're back to worldliness. Nothing wrong talking about ball games. Nothing wrong talking about this world because we live in this world. But sometimes I wonder if we don't do ourselves or God the credit he deserves. How important it is to have that mindset, to be those who are thinking of God and meditating upon God and having that concept. I found this quotation, I really like this. It says, the songs of ascent are to us as footprints on the road of life. They're not monuments. A monument only says, at least I got this far. A footprint says, this is where I was when I moved again. Because we are marching to Zion. And so as they walk towards Jerusalem, they would remind themselves that God has helped us. They would remind themselves that God had blessed them, that God is to be trusted, and God has prepared a place for us. And hopefully this morning, as we've engaged in this worship, through these words and through these songs, it reminded you that no matter where you are, what difficulties you're facing, that the Lord of heaven and earth wants you to be right with him. We conclude our service by looking at one more passage in the book of Isaiah this time. Again, it reminds us of singing. Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 29. You will have songs as in the night when you keep the festival, gladness of heart as when one marches to the sound of the flute, to go to the mountain of the Lord, to the rock of Israel. They sang joyfully, they sang remembering, they sang to the Lord. Behind us has been a year of trials and hardships, but God has seen us through us. Before us, the great unknown, but God is already there. And so we need to remind ourselves to sometimes get that focus off us, off our problems. Woe are we, and to remind ourselves how great God is, how wonderful God is. He will never let you down. He will never desert you. He will never harm you. This morning, if you've never given your heart to the Lord, you've never been baptized as the Bible teaches for the remission of your sins, you're not walking joyfully with the Lord, you need to do that. You're missing that in your life. Your life is not going to reach its potential until God is in your life. God needs to be in your marriage. God needs to be in your home. God needs to be at your workplace. God needs to be everywhere you go. Without the Lord, it's like you've left the house without your shoes. You're just missing something. And hopefully this little service has reminded us of how great this is. I really appreciate Jason helping us in this. I would have done that, but you all know how I sing, and it's not very good. So thankful he's with us, and we can do these things as we think about this. This morning, if you're not a Christian, hopefully these things have given you some things to think about. Won't you come forward as we stand and as we sing?